Ari Carmon is president of the Israel Democracy Institute. Sharon has scored the greatest win in Israel's history, and yet he's still not in a strong position to form a government. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I would qualify the definition of his victory. Definitely, Sharon opened a very large margin with his opponent, but we have to look at it in a context. Israel has been now in an ongoing political crisis of government because of our electoral system, which is the oddest in the world. And let me give you two perspectives on it. First of all, Sharon comes back to a Knesset in which his party has only 19 seats. So his ability of governance would prove to be very slim, and he knows it. The other thing is that for the first time in the history of the state of Israel, and this is a very significant number, only 59% of the eligible voters went to the ballot. When we compare the number of votes that Sharon got in this election, it is quite similar to the number of votes that Netanyahu received in 99, in which he lost to Barak. Barak received only half of the votes that he got in 99. So it is really the defeat of Barak more than anything else.
Sharon is also faced with two important deadlines, right?
Absolutely. March 31st, he must complete the budget. Otherwise, the nation will be in another election season in 3 months. And the other, of course, is the pressure to complete his coalition presented before the Knesset within 45 days after the announcement of the election results. Otherwise, again, we will be in election within 3 months.
Sharon, like Barak, has spoken about forming a national unity government. Is the Labour Party likely to join him?
There is almost, quote-unquote, world war within Labour Party. The struggle over leadership started, and there is a very serious debate internally that stems mainly from the consideration how to rehabilitate the party following the defeat of Mr. Barak. So it's very hard to know right now. What we do know is that Sharon is very candid in his intention to give Labour Party a very generous offers, both politically, namely in terms of the platform, and also in terms of the portfolios that he offers in the government.
Israel has now held two elections in less than 2 years, and it's possible there might be another in the coming months. Has Israel become ungovernable?
Israel is becoming ungovernable, absolutely. Israel has the most stupid system of election that has effected only damages to our democracy and to our political system. The good news, I hope, is that we are very close, we meaning a camp that has fought to repeal direct election. We are very close to succeed in our struggle, and we anticipate the completion of legislation within weeks. So Israel will return to the solid family of parliamentarian democracies, and we very much hope that whenever the next election is held, it will be held again in the previous system of parliamentarian democracy, which will ensure, I hope, stability that we lost with the current system.
Ari Carmon is president of the Israel Democracy Institute.